You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Today on the Cooligans, it is the rest of the MLS All-Star Special from the MLS All-Star Week. Bob Bradley, Christian Roldan, Nani, who else? James Sands.
You've left nothing for me to say, but this is absolutely incredible. And ladies and gentlemen, stick around because we make Bob Bradley laugh.
Let's go.
Wow, that and more today on the Cooligans.
Yo, it's me, Dave Vianich here, and I've been hanging out with the Cooligans, having a nice, and I hope you've been having a nice too.
Yeah, baby.
Whoa.
It's still not there.
Still not there.
Wow.
We've exhausted ourselves for during MLS All-Star. We are back home.
For you. Because we want you guys to have all this amazing content, like what you're getting today. The amount of interviews that we have today. The superstardom.
Jam-packed. Okay.
Right. Normally, and look, there's always superstars involved in our interviews because we're there. Right. But now, finally, the guest. By the way, everyone else has been on this show. Like, fuck this guy. But whatever. The joke was that the guests are finally at our level.
Correct. You know? We're excited about today's show. A nice MLS All-Star special with a bunch of interviews that we recorded while we were in Los Angeles for the MLS All-Star game, which was very fun, very entertaining. MLS All-Stars win. We'll talk about it in a little bit. But hello.
This is the fun event because, you know, they scheduled the city a year in advance. So everybody knew, you know.
Everybody got ready.
Everybody knew.
Okay. So hello, everybody. If this is your first time listening, we are the Cooligans. My name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerrero.
We are, as we always say, we are your favorite stand-up comedians that host the funniest soccer show that has ever lived.
It's not just the funniest, it's also the gulliest, yada, yada, yada. You guys already know. Mm-hmm. Here we are.
Gang, gang. Okay. So much to discuss today. We'll get to those interviews in a moment. Right now, as we're recording this, I don't know the order of them, but we can just decide whenever. Hey, listener, what interview do you want to hear first?
You know what? It's a choose your own adventure podcast.
Speak,
no one's ever done that.
Speak into your phone. We'll get it.
So, we're right next to you, dude. Turn around.
Okay. So on the menu today, we have an aged Bob Bradley. Okay.
That's right. Okay. A well aged.
Refined, some would say.
You know, goes great with a steak. We've got Bob Bradley. We've got Christian Roldan. We got James Sands. I mean, you heard these names already. We got Nani. You heard this in the beginning of the show.
But
just absolutely incredible. So these are all players. This is prior to them playing in the MLS All-Star game. Yeah. So we didn't get to ask them anything about the match.
Yeah, we did some fun socially distanced interviews at the LAFC training ground, and
that's for our health. It wasn't because of the players. We're like, we'll want you right, you all they, next to each other, all
the
coughing
MLS
on each other.
Kit is just a biohazard suit. Okay.
Fam, I don't know where y'all been.
So excited for those. But before we get there, let's talk about a couple of the things that are going on in Europe real quick.
Well, it seems like while you and I were in LA, madness ensued in the transfer market. Remember when they said the transfer market was done?
Yeah. I mean, even from an MLS All-Star point of view, MLS All-Star Tayshaun Buchanan from the New England Revolution was scheduled to be an All-Star and play in this game. And I think he was on the flight itself and was like, skirt, skirt, turned it around to go to Bruges.
Bruges was like, a what now? Like, it's an All-Star game. And they're like, he plays basketball? Like, no. They have one for the soccer league in the U.S. And they're like, he ain't taking part in no exhibition match.
Tayshaun Buchanan is now a player for Club Rouge and Belgium, right? Belgium?
Yeah, that's huge.
Okay.
Yeah.
He is, he left. He didn't play in the All-Star game. He was replaced, I forgot by whom. I think Pizarro or George Bello. There were a couple of last-minute replacements. But huge for him. I think I wonder what this means for the New England Revolution. They're in first place, probably winning the Supporters' Shield, but still losing a very, great player that had an incredible Gold Cup. So his stock,
yeah,
Canadian.
By the way, not one of us.
His stock,
you know,
his stock was, man, he's not part of our gang. Okay, we're not that sad. All right,
it's listed as a loan from New England Revolution, which I didn't realize. It's not listed as a full out purchase. But also the other thing to keep in mind is that he was drafted. He was 9th overall.
Yeah, dude.
You know, people, this was 2019 draft too. This is where people already started talking about there was no value in the draft. And so far, him and DK, you know, Daryl DK have kind of proven me wrong.
Yeah, yeah. And especially with how he played in the Gold Cup, it was definitely a good move. I'm excited for him. Yeah, I think he's going to do great there. And I think he's going to be an important fixture for...
Wait, I'm wrong, by the way.
What are you wrong about?
I believe he's being loaned back to New England Revolution.
What?
That's what it says on the Wikipedia. That he's been purchased by Club Bruges, but he is with New England Revolution as a loan. Maybe he's loaned through the end of the season.
So he flew to sign the paperwork, take a photo, and come right back?
That's what it's that. Okay, look, Wikipedia has been wrong in the past.
That'd be a bit shocking, but okay. I mean, why wouldn't he
do it on Zoom?
Go and play these games. That's surprising. I don't know. All right, so I guess we'll confirm that a little, probably after we are done recording this. So apologies if anything is incorrect, but I thought he was gone forever.
But I will say $7 million for someone out of the draft, it's pretty good.
Okay.
It's pretty good. I think we're starting to see that, you know, the MLS becoming a selling league is now at a faster pace that is hotter than ever. You know, who else you want? It's all on sale.
So, all right. So, but congrats to the young man. Some other stuff going on in Europe. Let's start with.
He will remain with New England through the end of the season,
by the way. Okay. So, MLS Cup is clearly in their sights still. So, the. Other big moves. I mean, just a couple minutes before we were recording this, we see the notification. Cristiano Ronaldo leaving Juventus, going back to Manchester United.
Yeah, but it was only like 4 hours ago. We were all joking around about how he was going to Manchester City.
Yeah.
And we were all like, yo, fuck United, blah, blah, blah. Even for the Complex show, I was like, finally, I have something to make fun of Flex about.
Yeah.
Because all he's done is shit on Arsenal. And somehow United still win.
Yeah. And our homie Adam McCullough from the Stretford end, Stretford Paddock, he was saying, I don't know if you saw his Instagram. He just posted a video. My man is in tears at the thought of Cristiano Ronaldo going to play for Manchester City. Literally, tears. Like, I mean, I get it. Trust me, I get it. But man, what is... He's going to be 37 years old. I get he was an important player for Manchester United. But bruh, no need for all this. I mean, respectfully, no need for all this.
It's a bit much.
A bit much.
The guy, instead of CR7, we should call him CR37. Okay? Like, you're not getting the same player.
Right.
These people think they're getting back, like, what was it? Like, oh, like 20, was it 2009, 2010?
Yeah,
I can't remember when what year
he
moved, but you ain't getting that player,
bro. Not at all. Not at all.
No, chill. Everybody chill. I mean, look, it's nice. When Thierry Henry came back on that loan from New York Rebels, and he scored against Leeds, even though he was offside. Thank God there was no VAR back then, because you would have ruined the vibes, you know? We need a vibes assistant referee, you know? That's the real VAR. So, but there was like that moment of like, it reminded you of why you love this player so much. It reminded you of what it felt like to watch this player play all the time. So they're going to get that, right, now that he's going back.
Right.
But you're not getting the same player. And him going to City would have made it so much more fun, you know?
The chaos would have been clearly there. Now, you know, there's a lot of people, Manchester United fans or just people in general, excited about this move. But also people were seeing a lot of tweets, people reminding people what Cristiano Ronaldo, his legal case and what he dealt with, and they're posting the quotes from the plaintiff or defendant, right? Yeah.
Also, the questionnaire that he had with his attorneys that leaked, where he said he did it, which is why we don't really bring him up on the show.
Exactly, nothing to get too excited about. So, on a lighter note, the other news, obviously, Kylian Mbappe, as of right now. He is still...
Nothing officially has been said, but the word is that PSG have accepted the offer from Real Madrid of 160 million.
I thought it was 180, but maybe it's 160.
I don't even know if I'm quoting pounds, euros, or dollars, to be honest with you. Here's a real topic. Did you think that Kylian Mbappe being sold to Real Madrid would have a negative effect on Everton?
That is the bit. So, okay, I'm seeing 170 for this is Fabrizio Romano, 170 euro and plus 10 million euros add on. So, for a team that I'm 1,000% sure has no money, I don't know what this is. I don't know why do this move. I don't know why do this move right now. I'll get to the Everton thing, but I know, Mbappe doesn't want to resign a contract with PSG. Obviously, PSG doesn't want to lose him on a free, but Real Madrid are holding all the cards in that he only wants to play for you. So why don't you just wait till next year, get him on
a free? This is what I'm talking about. Even if you wait till January, ain't no one else coming in for him.
Yeah. He's gonna say
no. I don't understand why you dropped his money.
Makes no sense. There's no rush. They're dealing with so many financial issues in La Liga. What? This seems insane.
You know who's happiest about this? Monaco. Monaco get 35 million euros because of this
sell-on fee. Yeah, dude.
Wow.
Absolutely, man. I don't know what kind of they wanted to start the Super League and they're low on money. Having TV contract issues, it's essentially they lost Messi, bring in Mbappe, and this will help the league.
Well, now all of the attention shifts from Barcelona.
Yeah.
And possibly a Barcelona, Real Madrid split in attention. Obviously, Atletico Madrid, and there's other clubs. But when you talk about the two big ones, they're all eyes are on Real Madrid now. If you're watching La Liga, outside of obviously Barca fans.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I love Memphis Depay, but that ain't enough. Right. You got to go. They're going to have to go on a run to get some attention. Like now all eyes are on Real Madrid watching Mbappe week to week.
Yeah. A bit of an interesting move. But look,
I know they'll make that money back, but it does seem stupid to waste this kind of money for a year. You couldn't hold off for a year.
Yeah. It's bad business. I don't know.
But now this has shot everything else.
You know?
This has shot everything else. Now this is like the transfer window was supposed to be done. But now because of this, PSG have money. So now the rumor is that they're going to sign Richarlison. And they're now in the running for Erling Haaland again.
Yeah.
That deal is back on the table. I mean, for PSG. I don't know if you saw this, by the way, from Florentino Perez. They asked him, has PSG, because PSG just wasn't even answering or responding to their offers. Said, have PSG finally responded to your latest offer? He said they have, and they did so rudely.
Amazing.
Shouts to PSG. But now Richarlison might be going there, which I think is almost pretty much done, right? The rumor is Erling Haaland, and there's rumors that with Cristiano Ronaldo going to, to United, that Juventus is probably looking to spend some money to replace him. So that's going to add a new wrinkle. And also, if Erling Haaland doesn't move, PSG might quickly shift to try to bring in Harry Kane. And since City couldn't bring in Cristiano Ronaldo, there's rumors that they might be back in for Harry Kane.
Yikes. So look, it's going to be...
Everything can change.
Yeah, musical chairs out in Europe right now. We're going to... we'll talk more about it.
The season is already starting. Yeah. You could buy Cristiano Ronaldo Juventus kit right now.
Yeah, when does the transfer window close? Any day now.
I think in a week.
So next on Tuesday, tune into Prem Show on Twitch at 6 p.m. Eastern time, because we'll go over all these transfers and a lot more of this stuff will be finalized.
And so, whatever has changed from now till then.
Yeah, so it'll be a lot of fun to talk about with everyone, you know, in the Twitch chat. So, an interesting couple days coming up. The Champions League draw came through. We're running a little long, so we'll make sure to tune into Prem Show, either watch live on Twitch on Tuesday 6 p.m. Eastern time, or listen to the podcast coming out on Wednesday. Okay, let's get to these interviews. This is MLS All-Star Week. The game itself was pretty entertaining. For definitely the most entertaining All-Star game we've ever seen. The East-West format is fun, but you know, the MLS players, nobody wants to get injured. Nobody's really trying to do anything. Yo, MLS Liga MX, we had a couple yellow cards. We had a couple strong tackles.
It was a real game.
Yeah. No dust-ups. No like fighting. Everybody was like respectful, but the challenges were there. Every player really gave it their all, because they really, this was a big showing for, I think, the state of North American soccer and maybe the possibility of a MLS Liga MX merger in the future, who knows. It did feel, you know, even we were at the game, so we didn't see the live broadcast, but from all accounts, the FS1 broadcast and the Through the Internet broadcast they poured a lot of money into making sure that this was an incredible event and people enjoyed it. The ratings were really, really good, especially on the Spanish language broadcast. So from a business
perspective, the fans loved it. Yeah. It was cool to see like so many Mexican fans in the stadium, and regardless of what kit, unless you wore a Mexico kit, regardless of what kit you wore, if you had Club America, Cruz Azul, anything, someone booed you.
Yeah,
someone somewhere viciously booed you. And actually, it was kind of fun to see. And I think for those of us that are MLS fans or fans that you know, are main MLS fans, I think it was cool to be like, oh, okay, like to become a part of that. Yeah, it was kind of fun to be mixed in with that.
Being at Banc of California Stadium, seeing, you know, obviously Los Angeles, lovely just Mexican people that support the game, and it was great to see there was Mexico jerseys, there were Mexican people in USA jerseys, there was there's that just like, yeah, it's challenging, it's confusing, but that's what it is, being Latino and being in this born in this country, you identify with a lot of different things, and that's what it felt like. You know, there was a chant at the Banc of California Stadium of Mexico, Mexico, and then some people were like MLS, MLS, and it's like, yeah. You know, well, that's what it is,
and you're confused. You know, I think it was, who was it that scored Kiss the MLS badge? right? It's confusing. I get it.
It's so funny. So a great, great time.
Let's not forget also, they did have to stop the game because of a grito, you know?
Again, I mean, it's it happened early in the game during a goal kick, and it happened later in the game. They didn't stop the game. It wasn't as loud. We heard it. It was there. I mean, what else? It has to stop. I don't know what else. There's nothing, you know, they know. Everybody knows. So there's no excuse. I at this point, people are like almost like intentionally trolling. And they're like, they're just doing it out of like, oh, we know it'll upset you, so that's why we're doing it.
Or we know it'll have a reaction. You're going to stop the game because I yell this? That'll be fun.
Yeah. I mean,
so whatever. Hopefully that ends.
The players, even on Liga MX teams, are like,
stop it.
Doing this. I mean, so who needs to yell at you for you to stop? Right.
When the guy whose jersey you're wearing tells you not to do it,
yeah,
that's got to be enough.
It's disappointing, but it's I don't know. We can talk about this more later, more about this later. It's getting exhausting to even care about it because people don't care. You know what I mean? It's like how much can we say like stop doing it? They're being told in English. They're being told in Spanish. Nobody can say that they don't understand the connotation and what is going on. It is people. It's just like they don't care. They don't care. They're gonna do it and they don't care. So that's the frustrating part. So but outside of that, MLS All-Star Week was great. We had a great time. We go into this in a lot more detail in our no cap recap that will be available very soon to our Gully Squad members. We recorded this from where we were staying in LA, we've been doing this. We've been doing recording podcasts that are much more unfiltered than they are here. So if you want to hear about a lot of the drama that happened,
you want all the tea to be spilled. You know what I mean? We don't hold back either. So we go in.
Join Gully Squad. Subscribe. It is essentially like our Patreon. So go to soccercooligans.com and click on the Join Gully Squad button for access to those exclusive podcasts. Or you can go to shouttous.com and that'll take you directly to the page where you can sign up. So go for it. All right. First up, what interview do we want to go with? Just surprise everybody. They won't know.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that's a surprise.
We got a dope interview when we get back right after this. Hey, thanks so much for listening to this podcast episode. We just want to break in with a word from one of our sponsors. Actually, it's us, and it's our Twitch channel.
That's right. You know, you've seen us on Fubo TV. You've listened to us on the podcast. Maybe you've clicked like on one of our personal seductive photos on Instagram. Okay?
You know how we love those thotty pics.
Okay. We know the game, all right? We're not going
to... Anything for likes and views, baby.
Yo, that's what you got to do nowadays. But we're also on Twitch. We live stream... every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern time for Prem Show. But we do other stuff as well. We do watch-alongs. We interview people. We play FIFA. And we're going to be doing a lot more stuff on there. So join us on Twitch. Hit the follow button. It is free.
That's right. So just go to twitch.tv/soccercooligans or make it easy for yourself and just go to eltwitche.com. That's eltwitche.com. And that'll bring you right to our account. And hit that follow button right now. What you waiting for? Yeah, you got four on, right? 1, 2, 3?
Yeah, I got four on. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So let's just face this in. You just face this in. Let me switch hands, actually. All right. And 3, 2, wait, you just hit record now?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I'm...
Will you be able to do a test with the time?
Yeah, yes. That's fine. Okay.
All right.
All right. In 3, 2, 1. Yo, we are still here at MLS All-Star. We are currently at LAFC's training ground.
That's right,
here,
right, baby.
In the heart of Los Angeles.
That's right. We don't know what day it is. We don't know what time it is. We've seen a lot of old friends. We've stayed up really late, and we're still on East Coast time. But we're here, baby.
We're doing it. Okay, so...
We got a lot of angles.
Yeah, you know? Look, so we're doing socially distanced interviews. There are rules today. We have to stay 6 feet away from the players, from the coaches. I don't know. They told us 50 feet. For some reason, I don't know why. They gave us a court order.
They smell my breath and they go, "We're gonna keep masks up," but they're not here right now, so I pulled mine down.
So we're gonna talk to some of the MLS All-Stars, maybe some coaches. We shall see.
Maybe somebody from Jersey.
Okay, and we'll see how they're doing and how they're prepping. You know, for the MLS All-Star 2021 match against Liga MX.
Let's go.
First of all, absolute honor to speak, Coach Bob Bradley. You are from New Jersey. I'm born and raised in Newark, New Jersey. So this is the first question we ask everyone from New Jersey. There's only one right answer. Is it Taylor ham or is it pork roll?
For us, it was Taylor ham.
Okay.
The interview can continue. Bob Bradley is always right. Yes, it is Taylor ham, folks.
Okay, this could have really went awry.
That would have been it for Mr. Bradley.
Shortest Bob Bradley interview, yeah. I think.
Let's talk a little bit about MLS All-Star. Right, it's really tough. You have a bunch of superstars, really tough to get them all in one. You're also known as a coach with your own process. You have a system you like to play. Are you trying to be a little bit looser with these guys, or are you like sending them binders right now saying, hey, read up on the Bob Bradley system?
No, I've had some all-star games in the past.
Uh-huh.
And there's a way to just make sure everybody has fun. But to have fun, it also means we can play well. So you cover a few basics. And then you let them take over. So I'm excited to see what it looks like.
Okay, well, we know that you are, a competitor. You know, you don't want to lose any game in particular, even though this might be just an exhibition match. MLS against Liga MX, there feels like a lot more pride is on the line kind of than ever when it comes to an All-Star game.
How are you handling it from the coaching perspective and then getting that message to the players?
Yeah, simple. Not a lot of words. These guys come in. They're having a good time. There's a lot going on for them.
Okay.
And so just a simple reminder as we started training today that enjoy yourselves, but let's get a few things squared away today. And if we're going to enjoy ourselves for 90-plus minutes tomorrow, then we've got to make sure that we're all on the same page. So that was pretty good.
Okay.
Now, when we speak to players, one of the things that comes up is obviously they all are really just admire your career and admire your coaching style. But the one thing that keeps coming up is the word intensity. Yeah. Now, I'm a kid from Newark. I'm like, what intensity? He's normal. This is how we all are. You know what I mean? But what do you say? What makes you laugh? What do you, would you go home and you watch, like, you know, puppies slipping on tile floors? What makes you laugh?
The Office.
What makes me laugh?
Yeah.
But I'm old, man. So what makes me laugh? In Taxi, what does a yellow light mean?
Yeah.
You know what that is?
Yeah, of course. Wasn't that Andy Kaufman?
Yeah. And so he's taking the driving test and he's asking everybody, what does a yellow light mean?
And he's slowing down.
And they're going, slow down.
And he goes,
then he's going, what? He goes, so I laugh at that every time, man. All right. That is awesome.
That's
so
great.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Listen, I got the, I love George Carlin.
Oh, so
that's his favorite comedian.
Favorite comedian.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, he was awesome.
Yeah, I got to when after George Carlin passed away, they named a street in New York after him.
I believe it was 122nd.
Yeah, and yeah. I got to meet his brother and his daughter. And when I met his brother, it's George Carlin. Yeah. It's just another George Carlin. It's pretty incredible. Yeah.
Well, look, with my closest friends, and you guys aren't on that list yet.
Okay, we'll get
we're on our way, though. I heard the word yet.
We're working on it.
But I always say that they know I'm funny, but don't tell anybody. Because I prefer it that way.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. You got, like, you know, keep it close to the vest. You know, you don't want to show too much to your hand, obviously.
Yeah. It's hard to inspire the players when they're like, this guy's a cut-up.
I'm not a cut-up.
Yeah. I can see it, Bob. I don't know what you're talking about.
I wonder if, like, the, you know, I don't know if you've seen any episodes of Ted Lasso, but the coaching style of the nice, funny, lighthearted coach, I don't know if that could really work in real life.
So I've heard Ted Lasso is an amazing show.
It's incredible. It makes you feel good at the end of every episode.
And Jason
Sudeikis.
Fan of our show.
I've heard he's incredible.
Yes.
Yes. Right?
So at some point, I'm going to do it. But I got to tell you, given the way I got treated as an American coach at Swansea for 3 months,
right.
I have not jumped into Ted Lasso in the same way that everybody else is. So at some point, it will happen.
Yeah.
But it's not happened yet.
Right.
How hard was it for you not to go to those press conferences in Swansea and go, you guys don't even pronounce vowels?
No, but you guys. But you would need to understand one thing. Mm-hmm. All right. In the weekly press conference in Swansea, the regulars that I saw were awesome.
Yeah.
So I still hear from some of the guys in Swansea. The way the press works in England, it's the people that you don't see that are on the basement level of the Mirror and certain other papers.
Right.
And they're the ones that get you. And so
they try to make a name.
The regular ones, look, I tried to be myself.
Yeah.
I was honest. I was real. Those guys were awesome. So, no, I don't hold it against everybody.
I hope one day you do get to go back and maybe you get like a box seat at Swansea, and I want you to wear a shirt that says, I'm the soccer coach. That's what I want. You know, just really lean in, Bob.
I'm not going back to the Liberty anytime soon.
Nice. Yeah, we don't need it. We don't need it.
Absolutely incredible. Yeah, you know what? The one thing with Ted Lasso is people are going to see this and they're going to see that you have not watched it, and people are going to reach out to you and say, they're going to bully you into watching it. That's kind of like...
No, I've had people tell me that we're missing out. And so... But again, unfortunately for my wife, what gets seen the most are games.
Right.
So I even have her hooked and my daughter's hooked. And so we watch a lot of football.
Okay.
But yes, we will get to Ted Lasso at some point. But
all right, good.
Not soon.
All right, good.
Man, I just have one more question. And I know, Bob, thank you for taking the time to speak with us. When you having a son playing at a high level like he is, and you obviously being a coach at a high level, do you still feel the need to call him up and be like, what'd you do in the 35th minute, buddy? You go left, not right. How hard is it to pull back knowing he's probably on his way to being your coach as well from everything I've heard?
Yeah, Michael will probably be a coach. My son-in-law, Andy Rose, is probably going to be a coach.
And you're not telling him not to do it.
No. Look, Michael and I have been fortunate. from the time he was a little guy. We have shared amazing experiences in the game with so many great people. As time went on in his career, when I didn't coach him anymore, for the most part, I just enjoy watching him. I enjoy watching the way he plays, how he tries to lead his team. I suffer with him when his team's going through a rough stretch. But no, I don't call him up and go through things. But we love talking about football. You know, we love if there's a good game, if there's a good article, most likely we both see it and it gets discussed. And, you know, he's got real passion for the game. Hopefully the experiences along the way with some of the really good people that I was lucky to be around helped develop that for him. And, you know, the thing that's most important when with everything I've done is I just really appreciate people who love the game.
Yeah.
You know, on any level, you know, youth level, professional level, people who when there's a game anywhere in the world, they see it, they've seen it, their ideas, they talk about it. So I appreciate that.
It's amazing. Really cool. Well, I can't wait for the Michael Bradley, Bob Bradley analysis of this interview.
Oh, it's going to be amazing.
It's going to be pretty incredible.
Last question. Prime Bob.
No, last question. I get the last question.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so you're from Newark, New Jersey?
Born and raised, baby.
Okay, man.
07104.
Louis A. Tinglings?
Louis A. Tinglings? Is that?
That was Lemon Ice. That was right by.
Oh, wait. That was in Belleville, though, wasn't it?
No, that was one in North Newark.
Yeah,
Near Dickie D's.
Right near Dickie D's. That's the other side of the bridge. That's the other side. That's north. That's Belleville.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dickie D's, by the way, if you don't know what an Italian hot dog is, you're missing out, baby.
And last one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know him, but David Chase went to West Essex, which is my high school.
You went to West Essex?
I went to West Essex.
I got a call from Behringer.
Law and Order?
All right.
Yeah. Law and Order? Huh? David Chase? Who am I
thinking? David Chase wrote The Sopranos.
Sopranos.
Come on, you should know that.
I'm from Brooklyn.
No, but still, so I had a difference. Spent a lot of time. A lot of my friends in high school.
How'd you not go to St. Benedict's? You seem like a St. Benedict's kid. You're very
tough. St. Benedict's, for a while, went under.
Yeah.
And then as it was being built up again with Father Ed, that was kind of after I was finished with high school.
Okay.
So, but yes, I spent a lot of time in different parts of Newark, Ironbound section.
That's where we summered.
Yeah.
It's beautiful down there.
Yeah. All right. Well, good, man.
Amazing. Dude, Italian ice, Sticky D's.
This is amazing.
I'm in heaven.
Wow. All right.
We got to go to Rutt's Hut.
Rutt's Hut. There you go. That's not in Newark.
Yeah, No. But we got to go. We got to get a ripper.
Good. All right.
Thank you so
gotta
much.
Got to go. See you guys.
Cheers. Take it easy. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you so much for listening to this podcast episode. I just want to break in with a word from one of our sponsors, us, and our social media.
That's right. You know, some people listen to this podcast and are not following us on all the social media channels that you should be.
Wow. I mean, the things you would miss. First of all, we have the Cooligan social media channels, which are incredible. We also have our personal ones.
That's right.
Like, I just hit 10,000 followers on Instagram so I can get the swipe up. And the next day, they discontinued the swipe up feature. You're missing that excitement.
Look at that. What a roller coaster. Everybody, they were just waiting for you to get to that 10K absolutely intentionally to just really take the wind out of your sails.
Okay? Really? And my first swipe up ever was a link to the article about the swipe up being discontinued.
So,
but that's the kind of fun you're missing. Plus, on our joint account, which is the Cooligans, @SoccerCooligans on Instagram and on Twitter, we put up a lot of the clips and content, even some of the stuff that doesn't make it on the show.
Correct. So follow us right now. So, I mean, you can follow Alexis on Twitter and Instagram @NotAlexis. You can follow me on Twitter @ChrisPolanco. And then on Instagram @Christian_Polanco. And also, Fubo, the clips from the TV show, they live on our social media channels as well. And you can subscribe to the Fubo Sports YouTube channel, youtube.com/FuboSports, for full episodes and clips from the show as well. So there's a lot you can do right now. You're listening to this. Just slide to the other window, the other app, and hit the follow button on those @SoccerCooligans on literally everything. You can't miss it. There's no excuses.
Also, if you happen to be an Arsenal fan, check out my Arsenal YouTube channel, youtube.com/AlexisGuerreros. We're literally everywhere. We don't stop working.
We need these followers. Otherwise, we will get no respect from anybody. Yeah.
We keep losing gigs to, you know, 16-year-old kids that juggle soccer balls and have never spoken a word in a camera before.
We're getting desperate, folks. All right?
Bro.
We need you. Hit the follow button everywhere you see us. We genuinely appreciate it. And it will seriously help the Cooligans directly. So go hit the follow button on all our social media channels.
Please don't make us learn these TikTok dances.
Okay, next up, we're going to be joined by one of the Seattle Sounders' absolute favorites. People just absolutely love this dude.
Yeah, everybody loves him. National team fans love him. He's absolutely incredible. Local pizza shops in Seattle love him. You probably know him as two-time All-Star Seattle Sounder. Ladies and gentlemen, here's our interview with Christian Roldan.
I mean, absolutely incredible. I feel like I should throw a fish at you at this point.
Is that a compliment? I don't know if that's a good thing.
Let's talk a little bit about All-Star. Getting a chance to be a part of this, playing against Liga MX, is there a little bit of an extra edge? Is there a little bit of an extra oomph to want to win this game? In the past, you know, it's like, okay, we're playing someone in preseason. Now you're playing one of our biggest rivals in the Liga MX when it compares to MLS.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly. I think after, you know, the two final losses that Mexico had against the U.S., it adds a little bit of pressure.
Mm-hmm. Shots fired right away.
but in the end, it just builds a little bit more of that rivalry that we need. And, you know, anytime you put two good soccer teams together, there's going to be good football. And that's what we're excited for.
Right. And this season has been incredible. I mean, obviously, Seattle Sounders, you're an MLS Cup champion. This year in particular, you know, your career in the last year has just been kind of exploding, where people are acknowledging, you know, If Christian Roldan is not playing in this game, we might not win. You know, like
that's who you are now, dude.
Which is like, how does that feel to hear that acknowledgement week in and week out?
You know what? It's been great because, you know, I've always been a team guy, and I haven't had too many individual accolades. So to have my game recognized, you know, I do a lot of stuff off the ball, a lot of stuff that doesn't get seen on TV.
Mm-hmm. Not hand the stats.
You know, for the team. Exactly. So, you know, I appreciate everyone that's giving me hype. Although, you know, I just want to win more trophies.
Right.
Awesome. You're obviously working with Bob Bradley here, right? Schmetz, also kind of intense guy. Both of these guys, very intense. Who's harder to make smile? Bob Bradley or Schmetzer?
Bob Bradley.
Yeah.
You got to ask, anytime you see Schmetzer, you ask about his grandkids, because he is glowing after that.
So. Really? Because he hates me, by the way.
Ask about his grandkids.
Right, next time I see him.
There you go.
That'll fix everything.
He's just going to look at me and go, they hate you too.
He loves being a grandpa, and it's great seeing him, you know, emotional about that. But Bob Bradley, I shake his hand. It's a little bit intimidating.
Yeah, sure, very much so.
I mean, you know, he can't. Bob is the kind of guy, he can't let go of the Sounders LAFC, like, you know, those battles. He's like,
yeah, when he looks at you, he sees the highlights in black and white.
Like, he did have a joke back there. You know, it was a corner kick. He told Cade, just flick it to the back post and Raul will be there. I've experienced it firsthand. And I had to keep my laugh on the inside.
Okay.
But it was great. It was great to see him joke around a little bit.
That's awesome.
And we bumped into you very briefly at the MLS hotel, and Alexis had mentioned this. So Alexis is a pizza expert.
It's 100% true.
So this must have been about, we've been wanting to talk to you for about like 3-4 years, because I remember there was a photo you posted eating pizza after a game. People started tagging us. They're like, what
you gotta take Christian Roldan on a pizza tour in New York.
Alexis is the type of guy that he can see the picture of a pizza and will tell you how it was cooked and what oven.
Seriously, I can tell you the oven, the fuel it used, the temperature the oven was at.
It's ridiculous.
Yes. Flour, the sauce, the cheese, the whole
thing. So maybe I put you on a flight and you can come to Seattle and cook me some food.
I mean, I didn't say I cooked pizza. I said I'm ready. But no. Put me on that flight. I'm going to cook you food. I'm going to chef it up. I'll give you bacon, egg, and cheese, the chopped cheese.
Okay, yeah, you don't get to decide what's on the menu.
Where did the pizza thing start with you?
So after every match, once Nico Lodero got onto the team, he asked for pizza, you know, just to scarf down. Obviously, we lose a lot of calories.
These DPs these days.
They get what they want, you know?
These divas asking for tough.
I need to talk to him to get something done. You know, in the mm-hmm. team. No, but in all seriousness, I would always have a pizza, whether in an interview, when the coach is talking, I would have it in my hand. And so there was a lot of cameras on me, right, after MLS Cup. I did an interview with a pizza behind my back.
Yeah,
and so it kind of stuck with me, and the fans kept it going.
It's almost followed you ever since. Get it? Behind his back? Pretty good. We're all comics. What is your favorite pizza? Do you have a favorite pizza?
You know what? I like pineapple on pizza.
We've started on such a bad foot.
Hold on.
You got to be honest. I'm a Timbers fan now. You know how you said that?
Wow. He just bought the season tickets right now.
In all seriousness, deep dish pizza is fantastic.
Yeah? It's okay. Who was your other rival? Because I'm getting season
tickets. You know I'm just saying this.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, okay. Get your brother here. Yeah.
Can we get the other world on? Is that possible? Talk a little bit about wanting to, you know, win this game. Someone like Bob Bradley getting all these eyes on you, getting more and more opportunities with the men's national team. How big is that for you? Because you're, like Christian said, you're at a part of your career where everyone's like, dude, we need Roldan in here. There's something about him when he's in our midfield. There's something about him when he's on the team. How important is that for you to want to continue to progress and even get more of those eyes on you?
Yeah, I think the important thing for me is to keep getting better every year.
How much better can you get?
You know, there are little things, you know, that make the biggest difference. And, you know, overall for me, becoming a leader, I think, has been a big step for me this year. And it's been great to have the guys respect me a lot more. And, you know, it's something that I'm cherishing and I'm holding on to.
I just want to make one quick note. The peripheral vision this man has, a plastic bag just flew by. I could barely see it.
Right.
And he knew to turn around. He could feel the grass move.
You got
to
look over your shoulder.
You know, yeah. I started feeling the presence. I thought Diego Chara was behind me. Yeah.
I'm sure in your sleep you can picture that.
The last thing I want to ask you about is, especially this summer, your brother playing for El Salvador, you playing for the United States, your the awesome interviews with your family. You know, I'm sure there's, you know, it's not sort of being torn. I'm sure they're proud of both. But what is this? It's such a unique thing to have a family representing both, you know, nationalities that they represent. What is the Roldan family like, especially this year, and getting to see, you know, your family getting to see both of you guys play for the
country? Are they putting like red sauce and cheese on top of a pupusa just to be like, look, it's everybody. Everybody gets love.
In all seriousness, you know, it's made our family closer together. We've been able to enjoy games a lot more. You know, my parents being able to go to Gold Cup, go to both Alex's games, my games. It's been a pleasure. You know, it's been a little bit, you know, we've gotten together, but also there's a little bit of that split because, you know, my mom's going for El Salvador.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to have to have my dad go for the U.S.
Yeah.
But it's great to see him play so at such a high level with El Salvador, and you know they're a scary team.
Yeah. It's look, I'm Dominican. Alexis is Cuban. We've gotten to see you know Dominican Republic play, just like representing CONCACAF and not like just U.S. or Mexico. And it's been also a Latino and getting to see your family. It's a beautiful thing. It is the you know the Mexican Americans say it a lot. They say ni de aquí ni de allá, yeah. And it's like that bond that your family has is actually beautiful to see.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, brother.
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us, man.
Yeah, I'm going to have to take you up on that pizza.
Please, we're going to have to do it. Right. Next time you play NYCFC.
I need you cooking it, all right?
Buddy, I could do it. I could bring you into the back of a pizza shop. We'll cook it. Yeah, next time you play NYCFC, I'm honest.
There we go.
Yeah. All right. Consider it done. Thank
actually, you before you play, so I can weigh you down with pizza so we can win that match. You feel me?
Christian Rodan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it, guys.
All right, take care.
Thank you.
Cheers. Okay, MLS All-Star James Sands.
Say that one more time for the people in the back.
Yo.
Everybody listening?
Everybody, shut up your cameras.
Yeah.
James Sands of New York City Football Club.
MLS All-Star.
The homie.
Men's national team player.
Gold Cup champion. Okay.
Hooligans regular.
Okay, all right. Look, this is a... this is a kind of a homecoming. This is just...
You know what it is? It's more of a homie coming.
A homie coming.
You know what I mean? Because he's... family at this point. I need to get me a James Sands rookie card the way this is going. Okay, maybe an NFT.
James, this is great. I mean, I feel like just the last like 3-4 months have been so incredibly transformative for your career. I think just for your own growth, watching you at New York City Football Club grow and that acknowledgement to get to the national team. Now you are an all-star. How's it feeling so far?
I mean, you said it all. It feels amazing. You know, it's especially, you know, a good feeling because, you know, the fans in New York have been calling for me to, you know, get called up, get recognized for
NYCFC Twitter years. Is relentless.
Yeah, they are. We all have been Berhalter's DMs.
Yes. Exactly. Yes. But, you know, maybe that made the difference in the end. So,
right.
You
a
know,
little pressure, a little exactly. New York attitude.
I like to think it did. You yeah. know? but so look, what you've been training with the All-Stars. Look, you went from the complete high of winning the Gold Cup and now getting that acknowledgement and playing with these, you know, superstar players. What's been the feeling like now that they're not your direct competitors week to week?
It's amazing. You know, it's nice to see Zeller Allen not scoring free kicks against me.
Against, yes.
You know what? And I'll be honest, we saw him at a party yesterday, and yes. We told him, we're like, yo, chill.
Yo,
chill
you need to take it easy, my guy.
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
Try the crossbar challenge next time you play NYCFC.
Nani's another one. No more curlers on us.
So. Please.
Yeah. Is anybody that you met and you were like, oh, you were surprised? They're like, oh, they're really nice. They're nicer than I expected.
I think all these guys, like, people assume they have such, like, superstar attitudes.
Sure.
But, yeah.
You know, they're all such down-to-earth guys.
So we're the only ones that are dicks? Just us two?
It might be.
I love the thought of just Sands being the most egotistical one here. You know what I mean? Like, oh, these guys, they're too humble. But
out of my way, Pizarro.
I've been trying to step up the attitude lately.
Yeah, you got to change it up. Now, let's talk about this because we finally get a chance to speak to you. Mm-hmm. Bruh, Gold Cup, lifting that trophy. Did anything change for you when you lifted that? Did you think like, yo, I need to get a sandwich named after me? So I'm like, I'm different now. I need a vanity plate for my car. What changed when you lifted that? Did the prospects of your career possibly change? Do you think to yourself, yo, there's so much more to go? Like, you didn't think you'd get to that point, and here you are lifting this trophy. Talk to me about that moment and what changed for you.
I think it just made me a little hungrier, to be honest. Like, now I've achieved this, I'm, you know, thinking about the next thing. And, you know, I'm thinking about what cool nicknames you guys are going to come up with.
Right. Because it was last time
Jimbo
we spoke,
Slice.
Jimbolo Conte.
Jimbolo Conte.
That's my favorite. Yeah. That is my favorite.
Thank you. Yeah, that was a hit. I'm hoping there's, you know, there'll be more signs in the stands that name.
Maybe we have to make the signs and just put them around the stadium. Who knows?
But get it going. Next is World Cup qualifiers, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, you hope you get that opportunity. Yeah. But as far as like the showing you had at Gold Cup, a lot of people were impressed. I mean, is there any? I don't know. Maybe you don't know what the rosters are. I don't know if you hear any hints. But what's that sort of feeling of hoping you get to an opportunity to play in those games?
I mean, I understand that the qualifying roster is going to have more European guys, but mm-hmm. you know, as you said, I've got that New York attitude.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Dude.
There you go.
Myself, you know, but you know, I'm hoping I get called up for that, so I can keep trying to prove myself on that stage.
Okay.
Awesome. Well, listen, sky's the limit. I really think so. I think sky's the limit.
Yes, it is.
And I'm not just saying that because while you were talking, I put in a bid for your rookie card on eBay. I'm not just saying it for that. You know what I mean?
Okay.
We got people on the lookout. What do you think? When as your career is starting to progress, you're looking at NYCFC, pretty incredible. You know, run right now, you're doing great. What do you think happens at the end of the season? Where do you see NYCFC progressing?
I really, you know, I say this every year, but I really do think we can win something.
Yeah.
I will tell you guys, honestly, this is the most talent we've had, you know, since I've been here. So, you know, if we're not winning something, we're going to be disappointed. And I think the game Saturday is going to be a big test for us.
I mean, Gustavo Bo's right over there. Yes. We told him to chill as well.
Yeah. I kept dropping banana peels in front of him just in case. You know what I mean?
Trying to tackle him.
Yeah.
It's like Mario Kart with Alexis over here.
Well, listen, buddy, you've done it already. This is just another team full of Mexican superstars that you're going to beat, okay?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, there you go.
I am.
Love the
Jimbolo Conte, everybody.
Love the confidence. James Sands, best of luck at the All-Star game. Best of luck for the rest of the season. And hopefully you're playing get some more international cast, man. We appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dude,
that was
amazing.
Awesome, dude.
Yeah, all good. Let me just show the one thing Tanner had asked.
Okay, next up, the next interview is CGI. I'm going to be interviewing a mirror. Okay?
Oh, he's going to look inside himself. Imagine it just goes to your one-man show. No, people don't think these are two different people, but we are going to prove that they absolutely are. I mean, you guys know him. He's an absolute legend for Portugal. Also all-star this year. Here's our interview with Nani.
Can you just do one thing?
Yeah.
Just look at the camera, stay away from him, and just pull your mask down so we could get both of you in the same shot. Everyone says he looks like you.
Yes.
So don't breathe.
Okay. So
look, they're not the same person. Okay.
We're in the same, place together. Okay.
All right. First, Nani, this is on me. So you're just looking right there.
Yeah.
Nani, you have absolutely, Orlando has fallen in love with you, Nani. You have played all over the world. You're a massive, massive Manchester United player. How do you feel about playing in Orlando and the fan base? Because they seem to really love you.
I feel great. I feel happy. I feel home. Yeah, I love the energy of our fans, the way they support us, the way they welcome me from the first time I arrived to Orlando, so that been give me a lot of energy, a lot of power to continue to work hard for to try to achieve our goals in our club, and try to give them some happiness. And on every weekend we play at home because they deserve and they are great.
Okay. Very cool. Yeah, and you know, when it comes to an MLS All-Star game, yeah, you've been an All-Star before. People ask more of a high profile player like you to represent the league. You know, it might be a little bit different than playing in other leagues where it's just like you are a player, you play for that club. But playing in Major League Soccer, everyone asks like, all right, Nani, make Major League Soccer look good. How do you feel about that responsibility and pressure?
You have to make America look good.
Yeah, yeah, we always try to do our best, no matter which team you are representing or which game you are playing. I think we are players, we're professionals, we love the game, and when we are inside the field, we give our 100%. Sometimes things doesn't come out like the people expect, but I'm sure everyone will do the best, and if I have the opportunity as well, I will always do my best.
Very cool. If you win, or should I say when MLS All-Stars win, and Big Liga MX All-Stars, how do you celebrate? Are you more of a caipirinha or more of a feijoada?
Okay, I don't
know. Because I'm both. I'm both.
Feijoada is my favorite food.
I know that. I looked it up, baby.
I go for feijoada.
Yeah?
Very nice. I haven't had a feijoada.
Oh, you got to have it.
What am I missing?
A lot of food. It's chorizo cooked inside of basically black bean stew.
Meat.
Okay.
So it's good food. It's heavy, but you can stay strong for 1 week.
Well, I just don't. I go to sleep after, so it all goes here. Let me ask you a question. Do you pour it over the rice, or do you put the rice in the feijoada bowl?
No, I put together with the rice.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't put the rice in the bowl. You put it on top of the rice?
Yeah, on top of the rice, yeah.
Very cool. Two different ways to eat feijoada.
Yeah.
Very okay. Important.
So, Alexis had mentioned earlier, a lot of people, when you signed with Orlando City, and they started putting posters of you, outside of the stadium. People started saying, Christian, myself, apparently you've signed with Orlando City. So people think that we look a lot alike. I remember when in a World Cup, I got a tweet from another comedian friend of mine who said, why does Christian Polanco look like everybody on the Portugal national team? Right? So it's an.
Can I show one big difference? Lift your shirt up real quick.
Oh, no, that's
not. Do it. There's a big difference.
Do we want to do an app comparison? It won't be great. But this is the thing that, a lot of players tend to look like other players or people have like celebrity doppelgangers. Is there anybody that you've heard that you've been told that you look at besides me? Is there anyone that you've been told that you look like that you were a bit surprised by or even flattered by?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess that not enough people know you, dude.
I gotta work on getting
maybe
famous.
You, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
Yeah, absolutely. When you were obviously playing for the Brazil national. I'm sorry, for the Portuguese national team, right?
I know I look Brazilian.
Yeah, you do, very much.
Same
so.
Same here. Same here.
But whatchamacallit? When you're playing for the Portuguese national team, you get to play with some incredible players. You obviously have some incredible players that have played in the past. Who would you say is someone that? Because as a comedian, sometimes I like a comic that I don't sound a lot like. Is there someone that you maybe didn't play a lot like, but was your inspiration? Doesn't play the same role as you. Doesn't play the same, you know, position.
In but was like team.
Yeah, anyone, or maybe you grew up watching.
No, I used to watch a lot when I was a kid. Figo.
Uh huh.
He's a right. Portuguese player.
Of course.
And that was the beginning when I start to follow a professional player. But as soon as I grew up and I understand the game, I start to see the best players playing. I was following the player who was shining in the moment.
Uh-huh.
So, and then after was Ronaldinho, and after was Deco, and
wow,
Ronaldo
yeah.
Phenomeno. So all these players in that time I was following, I was inspired by them skills, and I was trying to copy and learn from them.
Yeah,
very
yeah.
cool.
Okay, well, wow. and now you're bringing it to Orlando, so thank you very
much. Cool.
Nani, an absolute honor, a pleasure to meet you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. And if you weren't exercising, I bring you some pastéis de nata.
Yeah.
You know.
I would love to.
Of course. Thank you so much, Nani. Everybody.
Cheers.
Thank you to everyone who joined us during our time in Los Angeles.
You know what? Thank you to us for joining them.
Okay.
You know, shouts to us.
I feel like, yeah, thank you to us is a little bit different than the shouts to the branding is a little more polite.
It still feels like it's not that polite, though.
Shouts to Nani, Bob Bradley, oh Bobby Boswell.
Aleko Skandarian, Christian Roldan, James Sands.
Oh, my goodness. We hope you enjoyed the All-Star Game, the skills competition. We say this all the time. If you have an opportunity to go to MLS All-Star, you are a fan of America Soccer,
yeah.
Go to an All-Star game.
It's a big event. There's a lot of cool stuff to do. Bring your family, everybody.
It's
comes.
Incredible. We had an absolute blast.
Yeah.
So, again, thank you for tuning in. Make sure you follow us at Soccer Cooligans on all social channels. Follow at Fubo Sports as well. And make sure to subscribe to the Fubo Sports YouTube channel for more clips of the show and full interviews with our guests. Okay?
That's right.
Now we have to rest our voices.
Okay.
Because we have to
Did
do-
you say voices? I think that's what we have, though.
Okay. All right. We're having too much fun out here. Okay.
We went out and contracted forces.
It's the new variant. So thank you again for tuning in.
Yep.
My name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerreros.
And together,
right?
What are we?
The Cooligans!